Welcome back to the Easy Talk Show. I'm your host, Easy Ward. This is the show you'll get nourishment for your needs, food for your soul, and of course, healing for your hearts. You know, if you're new to my channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Once again, if you're new to my channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. The second point is operating on your purpose. That is really the key cornerstone, I think, of everything, you know, with maximizing your singleness. Now, next is self-work, right? So we got self-work. And when I say self-work, self-work means therapy, working out, reading books, podcasts. But I'm going to start at the top with therapy, right? So for a lot of us, we may have been in relationships or had experiences that were traumatic. You may have had childhood trauma. You may have had really things that damaged a lot. And, you know, if you're watching today, you know, if you've had things that are traumatic that you can't even speak of, my heart goes out to you because I know that that's not easy to overcome. So, I don't want you to think that you're alone. Just know that, you know, you have people that are, that one, care about you and love you. So make sure that, you know, you go get the appropriate help to really work through that. Because in order for you to be the best version of yourself, you know, you're going to at some point face the level of trauma and just things that you may have gone through in your life, whether it's relational hurt, family hurt. It could be school hurt. Like we're all working through something in our life. So I would encourage people to go through, you know, go to therapy, you know, talk to somebody to really, really heal that brokenness. I think that if we do that, that is a big step in really maximizing, you know, being a single. So healing your brokenness therapy is that first point under self-work. So next is working out, right? I'm big on really taking care of your body. You know, your body's your temple. So I would really encourage everybody, take a class, get a gym membership, you know, go on walks. Everybody may not have the same level of goals fitness wise, but I do encourage you to really try to eat healthy, try to get yourself in the best possible shape you can be in, because that translates to one, self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-worth. So I'm gonna say that again, working out and feeling good and looking good translate to self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-worth. And those are all things that are also, as you begin to meet people and potentially court and date people, you'll be able to, you know, really, really feel good about who you are, because you know that, one, you've done the work and you won't be choosing from a place of deficit. You know, I've seen Pastor Darius Daniel say this, but he was like, don't choose before you evolve. And that stuck out with me, because what he was really saying is that a lot of times people choose from a place of deficit and not from a place of strength and overall authenticity. So when you choose from a place of, you know, not being fully evolved and not being your best self, what happens is sometimes you get attached to people that then you look out 5 years later and you're like, hold up, I don't think I've evolved so much. I'm not really you're compatible with a deficit me. I've evolved, elevated so much. We're not even compatible anymore. So I just want to encourage you to really, really work out, because like I said, self-esteem, self-worth, and self-confidence, you know, are all things that translates from working out and being, you know, in the best shape physically, you know, in that physical, mental, emotional headspace. Last is reading books and podcasts. Now, for me personally, it's hard to sit and just read a book, because my mind will be roaming 10,000 places, but I am good for a podcast or audiobook, but really just find what really is your best way to just, you know, digest content. So I would really encourage you to find books that you want to read, find podcasts that you can watch that are really helping, you know, nurture your spirit, man, and really helping you grow, like anything that's helping you, you know, be the best version of yourself, whether it's career related, fitness related, mental related, spiritual related. I would encourage you to do all those things, because that's all a part of the self-work journey. And I think self-work and being able to look in the mirror and and really identify areas of strength, deficiencies, and then overall weaknesses, and then areas of opportunity, areas where you can grow. I think if you can conduct that about yourself, you're able to then know who's best assigned, like who's best suitable for you. That's why I think self-work is so, so important. And I always say, like, man, like, you got to do the work, and you can't be afraid to look in the mirror and say, man, you know what? In this area, I'm not that strong in. It takes real strength to identify weaknesses and then attack them and make them, you know, stronger areas in your life. So, you know, just don't be discouraged. If you're in a season or you're working through things, that's okay. Like, you're stronger than you think, because you're actually taking the courage to say, hey, you know what? I'm not strong in this area, but I want to do the work to get better in this area. And for me, it's a lot of areas. Like, you know, even last night I had a conversation with somebody, and, you know, I said some things that, you know, I had characterized a person in a way that wasn't true to them. And, you know, this person corrected me and said, hey, you know, you missed the mark here. And I said, you know what, you know, I apologize. Let me have a conversation with you and really break this down, so I can get a better understanding of you. And sometimes it takes having a humble heart and really saying, hey, you know what? I missed the mark. You know, please forgive me. I really want to have a conversation and learn about, you know, whatever that area or thing is, per se. So self-work, self-work, self-work. I'm always preaching about self-work because I think that is so, so important. Next is, you know, and maximizing singleness is self-care. So self-work is one thing, right? But self-care, when I say self-care, self-care is about really, really like doing things like trying new things, right? Traveling with friends or you know, or traveling solo if you need to. But when I think of self-care, I think of things like making sure that you're groomed to the best of your ability. You know, taking yourself out to dinner, you know, if you'd like to, traveling, doing things that make you happy. And I think that as a single, one of the ways to really get to a place of contentment, and we'll talk about this probably next, actually, but one of the things of getting to a place of, like, you know what, I am good with me, is really, really being happy with yourself in that season. But I think in order to be happy with yourself, you got to, one, do the work, you know, but also travel, like take yourself out to dinner, hang out with your friends, try something new. You know, like, I'm not sure if you like go to Pilates or, you know, try a pottery class, just try something new that normally you wouldn't try. So that's self-care, right? Self-care is, you know, doing things that make you happy. I think it's really, really, really important. Like going on walks, like whatever your thing is, try new restaurants. I would say self-care is one of the key cornerstones to maximizing your singleness. Point number five is really finding contentment in this season and enjoying where you are. This is a time, like I said before, where a lot of us don't really have a lot of responsibilities. So I think it's important to really, really maximize this time of your life. So I remember Paul said in Philippians 4, verse 11, now that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. And really, this is about being where your feet are, you know, like not trying to be too far ahead, but really just enjoy where you're at. Like right now, if you're, you know, in a season by yourself, working on yourself, doing the self-work, doing the self-care, enjoy that time, because there's going to come a time, God willing, where, you know, if you're married or in a relationship or you have children, you won't have as much free time. So enjoy this time to be by yourself and really just learn you, because this is a time to really just grow and like grow in God and pursue your purpose and do all the things that he's called you to do. You can try everything because you don't have any real responsibilities to anybody. So, you know, if you got to take a job, you know, if you want to travel overseas, if you want to take a job across the country, you can do all of that, you know, on a different coast. You can do all those things because you are you are just responsible for you. So I would say really find contentment in this season and enjoy where you are. I think if you do those things, that'll really, 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 one, just make your single season that much greater. So that's point five. So, and this is the last point, point six. Ask God to prepare you for what you're asking for in a partner. And I say that because a lot of us, we are so good at praying for what we want, but we're not. But I always say this, it's easy to pray for what you want, but tell God to prepare, to one, prepare you for what you're asking for, but prepare you to be the person that that person needs as well. I'm gonna say that one more time. Prepare you for what you're asking for, but also prepare you to be the person that that person needs. Because the other person, you know, that one day will be your person is probably praying for a specific type of person. And you want to make sure that you show up as what I call God's best, right? You want to be, you know, and granted, you will not be perfect. None of us will. So this is not about being, you know, perfect. But this is about showing up as your best self. And I believe this is not the end all be all. You know, this is not the this is like, these points are not the just like, this is it. But these are just things that I've seen in my life that have helped me maximize my single season. But I believe that personally, if you are building a relationship with God, operating and finding your purpose, doing the self-work, the self-care, being content, I believe that you'll then show up as your best authentic self and really, really, really be the best version of yourself for your future partner. So I know we, you know, today went in overtime, but, you know, thank you guys, you know, for being patient with me today. These are points that I believe can really, really transform your life and help you be the best version of you and a version that God has created you to be. So this is what I have for today. This is maximizing your singleness. Yeah, easy word. Damn, man, what you got for me today?
We got a slew of things here on the docket. Real quick, just so everybody can take notes if they have to. What are your points without going in depth? What are the points that you listed out?
All right, so the first thing is build a relationship with God, mm-hmm. operating your purpose, self-work, self-care, find contentment in this season, and then last is six, ask God to prepare you for what you're asking for in a partner. Mm.
What is self-care like to you? What does that look like for you?
For me, particularly, mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie, like, I'm out with myself, but I love getting haircuts. Self-care for me is this. Essential grooming, one, but taking myself out to dinner, man, traveling, going places, doing things that I wanted to do, like, you know, getting up. I'm very sporadic. Like, I'm very sporadic moment. So I'm the kind of person that, like, today could be a Monday, and I'll say I'm going out of town by Friday, you know. So just living, really living in the moment and living without having to answer to anybody in this current season of my life. Like, I can get up and go. I can just literally just do whatever I want to do. And then also self-care for me is doing things that make me happy. So trying new restaurants, hanging out with my friends, spending time with my family, like just anything that makes me tick and make me happy, mm-hmm. is what I define as self-care.
Mm. One of the points, it was the last point you said, it was like, ask God to prepare you for your partner. Have you done that? And if you have done that, what was, I guess, what feedback did you hear from God in that situation, in that conversation? What things do you think that, you
know? Man, so I think for men, I'm going to speak for men, but I'm going to answer your question directly. I think one of the things that I kind of got from that is just like being somebody of true character and integrity and authenticity, like, across the board. So, like, when I say that, this is most of what I'm saying. So, like, it's easy for me to get up here and just say say this, say that, and then my private life, I could be living like a double life, right? And but then like, but for me, for where I feel like I'm called to go and be, I try to live a certain life of at the level of integrity. So, you know, what you see on here is what you get. Like, I'm not out here wilding. Like, I'm really trying to walk this walk, you know, a certain way. So I think for me, it's about really being a man of integrity, a man of character. But also preparing myself now to step into that. So, you know, doing things practically, like, hey, like, I got a home, you know, making sure, you know, I'm stewarding over this, because how can I steward a future family, you know, if I'm not stewarding over what I have now? Also making sure physically, you know, I'm in the best shape. I think a lot of what I've learned is just to make sure that like a lot of my foundational things are set now, so that when that person comes, they're just adding to that. They're not the foundation of my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just adding to what I already have going on, is what I've kind of learned in my feedback time with God.